Now may you speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So we hear of Jesus explaining to Nicodemus the importance of being sent by the Father. And we hear Jesus himself say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So just a few questions for you to mull over this morning. Why do saints matter? Who's your favourite saint and why? Have you known a saint? And can we be saints for others? Maybe thinking of saints, we in St Mary's think automatically of Mary, the mother of Jesus, a wonderful example of obedience and constancy, caring for her unexpected, miraculous child, seeing him reviled, suffering and crucified, yet seeing also the joy of his resurrection. Maybe you think of other New Testament saints, apostles, gospel writers, the saints portrayed in so many glass windows, stained glass windows, or paintings of the Last Supper. Maybe you think of later saints, missionaries who spread Christianity, or people like Francis of Assisi, whose gentleness and love of creation and joy in Christ infuse all his encounters. Or maybe you think of modern holy men and women like Mother Teresa. Perhaps you're even named after a saint. If you are, that may mean that your parents respected that saint and wanted you to follow their example. Many children are still called names like Peter, Andrew, Paul, James, John and Mary, and so on. All names with strong Christian connotations. But whatever their name, maybe someone in your life has been a saint for you, loving you, being there for you at the right time, encouraging you as you grow up, influencing the path you took. I'll be speaking, and it might be a family member, an inspirational teacher, a former vicar, a close friend, a kindly boss, or a supportive colleague. I'll be talking in the parish rooms in late November about Germany, and also about the German young lady who came, aged 17, to stay in our house when I was 3 and stay for 3 years. And watching my own father at work had an immense influence on her. And later, in fact, only this summer, she said to me, "I'd never before met a person who was so unselfish. He spent his whole life looking after and caring for other people." It made a huge difference to the way she looked at life. If you've known such saints, thank God for them today. Honour what they taught you by word and example. Treasure the gift of their part in your life. And can we take this forward by aspiring to be saints ourselves? We may not think of saints as people like us, in ordinary clothes, living an ordinary life, with jobs, families. But the word saint just means holy person. Today's gospel reminds us that we are called to be holy, with God's help. But Christ's church is built upon ordinary people throughout the centuries, doing extraordinary things they could never foresee. Now it's our turn. And in today's gospel, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus defines the blessed. And his list was certainly not what his hearers expected. "Blessed are the poor in spirit," he begins. Really? Here is hearers' thought. Poverty was something to escape from. if you could. The poor were life's unfortunates, dependent on charity. Riches, surely they would think, were a sign of success and God's blessing. And as for being poor in spirit, the idea of the unhappy or oppressed as God's blessed people would have seemed really counterintuitive. Yet Jesus, in his first words, in his first public teaching, says that theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, those who are meek, humble, don't push themselves forward, don't expect anything, don't bite back. The world sees these groups as unfortunate, yet God opens his arms to them. And Jesus blesses three other groups, those who are hungry and thirsty, not for physical food, but for righteousness, for corruption and injustice, for fair treatment of all humanity. The merciful, actively caring for others, helping, not ignoring those in need, forgiving where there has been hurt and wrongdoing, and are pure in heart, concentrating on what matters most, worshipping God in word and deed and in their daily lives. Do you know people like this? Can we live like this? And lastly, three groups actively seeking to make a difference to events, ready to put their heads above the parapet when it's tempting or much more comfortable just to stay quiet. The peacemakers. It's hard to work for peace, whether between neighbours or nations, once lines have been drawn in the sand and once attitudes are deeply entrenched, perhaps for generations. And we think of the bitter conflicts between Israel and Hamas, Russia and Ukraine, let alone smaller feuds in our own communities. And those persecuted for righteousness' sake, who speak and act for what they know is true and honest, yet whose message is unpalatable to their listeners. And finally, Jesus addresses his audience directly, and us. Blessed are you when you stand up for what is right, and you are reviled and persecuted. And many of his disciples faced persecution, even martyrdom. We may not face martyrdom, but we may face ridicule or embarrassment for our faith. Are we up for it? You'll know that wonderful hymn for all the saints, which so ringingly evokes the struggle and the joy of generations following Christ. Thou wast their rock, their fortress and their might. Thou, Lord, their captain in the well-fought fight. Thou, in the darkness drear, their one true light. Alleluia. Alleluia. The saints before us passed on the torch of faith. Now it is our turn to hold it aloft with God's help and pass it on, following Christ as best we can through ups and downs. But may our perseverance, like theirs, lead in God's good time to the sweet calm of paradise, the blessed, and to know the joy of seeing Christ as he is. Amen.